5G forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with highs around 50. Winds out of the southwest 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered rain showers tonight, lows around 30. 46 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 41.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Trace Tall. The Kansas State Fair is thrilled to announce the iconic country music group, the Oak Ridge Boys, will perform at the 2024 Fair on Sunday, September 15th at 3 o'clock. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m., December 8th at KansasStateFair.com. And anyone signed up for Kansas State Fair emails can get access to tickets with a pre-sale code starting at 10 a.m. this Thursday. You can sign up for emails and buy your tickets at KansasStateFair.com. Once again, the show will be Sunday, September 15th at 3 o'clock. One person died in an accident just after 7 in the morning on Sunday in the Kansas City area. A Volkswagen Jetta was heading eastbound on I-70 at Manchester at a very high rate of speed. The Volkswagen struck the left rear end of a Jeep Laredo, causing the Volkswagen to roll several times. The unrestrained driver and sole occupant of the Volkswagen was ejected from the vehicle and was declared deceased at the scene. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hurry in for a big savings at Rusty Eck Ford's Used Car Blowout. Over 300 vehicles will be available at the lowest possible prices. Drive home today with zero down and low, low payments starting as little as $189 per month.
The selection, lowest prices too. That's the reason people choose Rusty Eck Ford. Yeah, you can't do better than that.
From Ford, Chevys, Rams, Dodges, Jeep, Honda, Toyota, Kia, and more. Most makes and models will be available. Cars, trucks, SUVs. Payments starting as low as $189 per month with zero down. Hurry into the used car blowout at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
You don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Plus tax and fees, 2015 price issue when restocked on a PT17508, 750 for better credit score, limited term financing and approval of credit, cannot be combined with any other offers or specials, subject to prior sales. See dealer for details, expires 12/8/23.
Law enforcement authorities in Sedgwick County are investigating a fatal shooting in Wichita and continue to ask the public for help to locate a suspect identified as Luis Jackson. That's according to a Crime Stoppers report. Just after 2 a.m. on September 10th, police were dispatched to the report of a shooting in the 4000 block of West Memory Lane in Wichita. First responders located 19-year-old Ziles James of Wichita unconscious and not breathing with gunshot wounds to his upper and lower body. James was later pronounced deceased. If you see Jackson or know his location, call Crime Stoppers at 316-267-2111. This past week, the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office Criminal Investigations Division conducted an investigation into child sex crimes, and they did make an arrest. Deputies took 54-year-old Craig Melvin Wilson Jr. into custody on requested charges of aggravated indecent liberties with a child and an offender registration violation. That's according to Sheriff's Lieutenant Scott Wanamaker. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Trace Tall. The Nebraska State Patrol is investigating a homicide Saturday night in Aurora. According to the Aurora Police Department, they received the report of a stabbing that had occurred at a residence in the 100 block of Fairway Drive in Aurora around 1:20 a.m. Officers did locate an adult woman with significant injuries in the driveway of a neighboring house. A search of the residence did reveal two additional victims inside. All three victims were transported to the hospital. One of the victims, identified as 48-year-old Ross Nicholas, was pronounced dead at the hospital. The suspect, identified as 29-year-old Kayla Barnett, was transported to the hospital and treated for minor injuries suffered prior to the officer's arrival. He's now in the Hamilton County Jail. One person died and another was hurt in an overnight crash Saturday morning on an Omaha interstate. Officials were called to I-80 at I Street just before 1 a.m. The crash involved two vehicles in the westbound lane. One person died at the scene. Another was taken to the hospital. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance plans. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Ho, ho. Toppers Plus Truck and RV has gift ideas for the truck owner on your Christmas list. Toppers Plus is Wichita's exclusive Lear dealer for truck caps and tonneaus. Plus, we're your authorized Rhino Linings dealer, the leader in sprayed-on truck bed liners. Ride to Grandma's house in style this season with new floor mats by WeatherTech. You'll find stocking stuffers and gift certificates for the truck enthusiasts on your list at 333 Northwest Street in Wichita or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was routine business. Washington County Commissioners considered a request as to on-call time when volunteers are called out for ambulance and fire. After discussion, commissioners decided the policy will be paid for the first 2 hours. After that, will require paid time off. Purchase of a new motor grader was approved at last week's meeting. Nemahal County Emergency Preparedness Director presented commissioners with a draft resolution that would allow declaration of burn bans during red flag warnings. A public meeting on the matter is planned Wednesday, January 10th, 7 p.m. at the Nemahal County Courthouse. Gage County Planning and Zoning will hold a hearing December 14th for a special use permit for a cell tower. 22 residents were on hand at Blue Springs recently for an informational meeting regarding transportation grants for Gage County. Those community meetings continue. Pawnee City School Board Tuesday at a special meeting voted 5-1 to continue football at the six-man level for the next two-season cycle, which will not allow postseason play due to enrollment numbers. A motion to switch to eight-man next season by J.S. Vichek was defeated, and he was the lone dissenting vote on the motion to remain six-man. Kansas Department of Agriculture is awaiting confirmation on a presumptive positive case of the avian influenza in a backyard flock in Pottawatomie County. If confirmed, it would be the first case in Kansas this fall. A resurgence nationwide causes owners of poultry flocks to be particularly vigilant in protecting their birds. The spread has been primarily from wild migratory waterfowl, which makes free-range backyard flocks at high risk because of the potential of exposure to the wild birds. Actively monitor your birds for symptoms, and if you see symptoms, contact your veterinarian or the Division of Animal Health Office with the Kansas Department of Agriculture. Identity of the drivers involved in an injury accident in Gage County south of Beatrice on U.S. 77 Thursday were released. Evan Satoff of Wymore collided with Delmer Seamatter of Marysville near Oak Road as Satoff veered into the opposite lane. Both men were extricated by EMS, with Satoff flown to a Lincoln hospital. Seamatter and his wife were transported to Beatrice Community Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Kansas Department of Transportation announced construction projects including pavement patching on K-9 from the Washington-Marshall County line east to the U.S. 77 K-9 West Junction, U.S. 36 from the Washington-Marshall County line east to 7 miles east of the Washington County line, U.S. 77 from the K-9, U.S. 77 West Junction, then to the south city limits of Marysville, 50 miles of pavement patching. Project went to Hall Brothers of Marysville for $1.3 million. And in Nemahal County on K-62, from the Jackson-Nemahal County line north to the K-9-K-62 junction, 6 miles milling and overlay went to Bettis Asphalt of Topeka for $890,000.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then a slight chance for some rain showers with our highs in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers early tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. Northwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then partly cloudy into Tuesday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Much warmer into Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies over Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. South winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower to mid 60s. Then partly cloudy skies over Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly sunny skies into Friday, a bit cooler with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. And a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and mid 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December, 47. Record high on this date, 72. The average low, 26, and the record low is 4 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:31. Sunset this evening at 5:05.
Harsh or mild? That is the question on everyone's mind about the upcoming winter. Some December weather lore today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 4th, the 338th day of the year. Actor Jeff Bridges has a birthday in the so-called Million Dollar Quartet. Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins recorded together on this day in 1956. We've been looking through our collection of December weather lore. Here are some tried and true proverbs you can put to the test. In December, rain before church on a Sunday is said to mean a rainy week. Is your fireplace noisier than usual? Legend has it that firewood pops more before a snowstorm. Old-timers noticed that a green Christmas often meant a white Easter. And for generations, people believed a new moon occurring near Christmas Day meant a harsh winter. This year, the new moon is on the 12th. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more weather lore online at almanac.com.
Shop Reflections Hallmark in Marysville this holiday season. Christmas decor, Yankee candles, fudge and chocolates, KU and K-State gear, kids' toys, and more. Seasonal hats, scarves, and jackets are 40% off for the fashion statement, while last year's ornaments are 50% off. Open Monday through Saturday, Shop Reflections.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Trace Tall. Kansas State football will head to Orlando, Florida to play in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. The Wildcats will take on North Carolina State at Camping World Stadium on December 28th. Kickoff is set for 4:45 p.m. and ESPN will air the game. The Wildcats finished the regular season at 8-4. North Carolina State finished the regular season at 9-3. True freshman and Maize product Avery Johnson will be starting under center in the bowl game. For the second straight season, Kansas will be headed to a bowl game. The Jayhawks finished at 8-4, the most wins since 2008. It's the first time the Jayhawks have qualified for back-to-back bowl games since 2007-2008. However, they will be without offensive coordinator Andy Kolonicki, who has recently taken the offensive coordinator job at Penn State. KU will take on UNLV December 26th in Phoenix, Arizona, 8 o'clock p.m. kickoff on ESPN. Mid-America Network Sports.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Biker's Edge Power Sports, Empire Tacos of Mulvane, Whiskey Nick's Bar and Grill, and Win Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The Kansas City Chiefs suffered a 27-19 loss to the Green Bay Packers in primetime last night. That moves them into third place in the AFC. The Chiefs are now 8-4 on the season and will be back home at Arrowhead Stadium on Sunday to host the Buffalo Bills. Kickoff is at 3:25. It will air on CBS. Turnovers proved costly for Wichita State in an 82-72 road loss at Missouri Sunday afternoon. WSU, who is now 7-2, came into the game having committed just 14 turnovers in its last two games, but finished with 18 in a hostile road environment. That resulted in 20 points off those turnovers for Missouri. Wichita State returns to Interest Bank Arena on Saturday, where they will host South Dakota State at 6 p.m. For the first time in program history, the Washburn Ichabod soccer team, they are headed to the Final Four after taking down Grand Valley State 1-0. The semifinal match will be on December 7th against Adelphi University, the number 2 seed in the East region. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball scores in girls action. Marysville took Sabetha 49-34. Valley Heights ditched Riley County 47-45. Hanover girls top Thayer Central 60-38. Frankfort over Pawnee City 61-14. Donova West stopped Axtell 53-23. Emahall Central girls over Centralia 40-33. Diller Odell took HTRS 71-45. And Palmyra over Southern 47-6. In boys play, Marysville beat Sabetha 47-45. Raleigh County took Valley Heights 59-44. Hanover wins over Thayer Central 74-63. Pawnee City down Frankfort 60-50. Axtell boys over Donovan West 53-25. Nemahal Central beats Centralia 58-49. Diller Odell boys over HTRS 50-44. And Southern took Palmyra 57-40. Marysville wrestlers won three rounds in pool competition Saturday over Minneapolis, Prairie La Compton, and Onega, earning coach Cole Fredrickson his 100th dual win. Marysville defeated Smoky Valley 57-24 and fell to Clay Center 42-40.
It was another successful fall sports season in the Twin Valley League, capped off with a state championship from the Axtell Eagles. Now as we turn our attention to the winter, things are only going to get better with multiple teams in the TVL looking to make waves in the league and in the state. Hi, I'm Jeff Wards, host of the TVL Spotlight, the only podcast focused directly on the student-athletes of the Twin Valley League. Check out the TVL Spotlight on TVLSpotlight.com, service of KNDY Radio.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. Stay up to date with the high school girls and boys basketball programs as we interview the coaches each week. Our Coach's Corner follows evening sports at around 5:20. And we highlight Southern and Diller Odell on Mondays, Centralia and Axtell on Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover on Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner on KNDY airs each evening around 5:20.
Landscape lighting is a great way to brighten and warm the winter landscape. Strategically placed lights can highlight a tree's form and bark, mark a pathway, or create a warm welcome for you and your guests. A bit of regular maintenance will keep the lights glowing throughout the year. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Check for damaged fixtures and exposed wires caused by weather extremes, digging pets, mowers, and people activity. Replace damaged fixtures as needed. Examine exposed wires and rebury those that are damage-free. Don't hesitate to call a professional when in doubt. Clean glass lenses with a bit of soapy water and a soft rag. This is usually sufficient for removing grime that collects over time. Adjust your lights as needed to ensure they are illuminating the areas or plants you prefer. As plants grow or fixtures are knocked out of alignment, you may need to make some minor adjustments. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with poinsettia poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase poinsettia poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer.
If I told you people were traveling hundreds of miles to this spot for moonshine, you would probably think there was some illegal alcohol flowing in the countryside. But here, the moonshine is something far different, and it does bring people from near and far. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
It's just a crossroads in rural Illinois, but this spot where two rural roads meet is a one-building town called Moonshine. Lisa Tuttle says there's a theory on the name.
The story is they seen a reflection from the moon on a puddle.
She says it has nothing to do with illegal liquor. There never was much here, except a store that served locals, says sister-in-law Jackie Tuttle.
The store was built in 1912. It's always been like a general store.
In the 1950s, Gladys Williams bought the Moonshine Store and began serving lunches to local farmers and oil field workers. In 1982, Helen Tuttle, Jackie and Lisa's mother-in-law, purchased the store. The sign on the store here says the population is just two.
That was our mother and father-in-law, and then he passed away, and then she had hip surgery and shoulder surgery, and we had to move her down to her house. It's like 5 miles south of here.
Jackie and Lisa's in-laws lived in the upper story of the store. That is part of the reason that lunch is only served here until 12:30, when those in-laws had to help the generation before them.
Helen shut the grill down at 12:30, and she could be out the door by 1 to take him lunch and take care of Ed. After he passed away, she just never went back to the fine.
We just kept it.
It worked, and it works.
The lunch menu wasn't anything fancy. The headliner at the Moonshine Store was simply their hamburger.
They've always called them the Moonburger. And people come in and think it's a specialty.
But it's not. It's the name of our burgers.
At this point, you're perhaps wondering what all the fuss is about. It's a small store serving hamburgers. Well, back in the early 2000s, this place was featured by CBS television personality Bill Geist. Soon, people were flocking here in the hundreds each day to get a Moonburger. Sure, exactly how many they serve out of this tiny store. Next time, as we travel the countryside, Moonshine, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
Beef cows can live a long time with the proper care. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A cow that's healthy and productive adds value to the herd as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages. Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Cow at your place, she rewards you each year with quality calves. A cow with good longevity is a valuable asset to the bottom line. Jane Parrish is an extension beef cattle specialist at Mississippi State University. She says there are two definitions of cow longevity, the length of life and length of service. A cow that isn't sound or productive may be culled from the herd even if it's young. On the other hand, a breeding animal that produces healthy calves from year to year can live to its late teens. Parrish says she's heard producers say they have such a great cow she's old enough to vote. Parrish says you have to manage cows effectively.
Nutrition's the big thing. We know that body condition score is very related to if that animal's going to breed back on time or at all. So if we're not giving them the proper nutrition, then we've set them up for failure regardless of how good their genetics are. And another thing, too, would be just having a good herd health program. If you have animals that are not vaccinated for disease, then they're susceptible to problems.
Longevity also depends on the cow's ability to endure weather extremes, its udder and skeletal soundness, and ease of calving. Parrish says you should keep good records to track the stayability of your animals.
The people that made the comments that cow's old enough to vote, do they know when that cow was born and how many years she's been in the herd, how many calves she's had? Are those calves above average? The people who can document that can really identify those better animals and hopefully use those animals to produce daughters to keep better females in the herd.
Greater cow longevity can save on the cost of replacement heifers. The disadvantage is you're not bringing in newer, improved genetic traits as often. Learn more about beef cow longevity at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY. A nod from Time Magazine to Land O'Lakes for sustainability. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. What does Land O'Lakes CEO Beth Ford have in common with musicians Billie Eilish and Coldplay? Well, all were named recently to Time Magazine's list of 100 climate leaders and influencers. The cooperative's sustainability arm, called Truterra, has a carbon program headed by Josiah McClellan. He says it paid farmers $9 million in the past 2 years to sequester carbon in their soils.
We're also going to be in 2024 introducing new programs that recognize long-term adopters of these practices and reward them for the work that they've already been doing to create environmental benefits.
McClellan says Truterra is looking to make data collection easier for the carbon program.
Data is absolutely part of it. We know that in terms of participating in carbon programs, that's one of the biggest barriers to entry.
McClellan says the compensation program for sequestration is only part of the overall sustainability effort by Truterra.
Financial assistance to support farmers, but also conservation agronomy, conservation services, working through the retail networks to provide that additional support to farmers. And then new carbon programs as well in 24 for those who have already made the transition, long-term practitioners, we call them, who are ready to be rewarded for the great work they've done.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the energy industry with oil and natural gas across the state of Kansas may not look like it's much or you see or hear much about it, but it continues to thrive, being one of the top three biggest industries in the entire state of Kansas. As we sat down with Warren Martin with Kansas Strong, talking about how business continues to work and as we continue to produce oil and not listen to some of the government regulations or media hype about the issue.
Business doesn't answer to the government here. They have to work through regulations with the government, but they don't answer to the government. The Biden administration, when they came in, they kind of did all the things they could do to cripple oil right off the bat. They closed federal lands, then they reversed and they allowed a company to come in and drill on public lands. Mm-hmm. They slowed the permitting process. They increased environmental regulations. And so they went and they did everything they could. Now we've adjusted, yeah. And oil companies are run by independent individuals or corporations here in the United States whose goal is to answer to their shareholders or answer to the investors that invest in their companies. And so they are doing what they do. They're going out trying to increase and grow their companies, and they're doing a great job. Yeah. In fact, the only thing that's holding us back here in Kansas right now is being able to find enough workers to get into the oil field.
Really?
And so that is our big struggle. That is our big challenge right now, is getting enough workers into the oil field. And an effort to that, Kansas Strong has just launched a new job board. We're just now started getting our first jobs up on it.
I love it.
And we're going to be promoting all the jobs throughout Kansas that are in the oil and gas industry. Right now, we have the highest pay that we've ever had in our industry.
Wow.
And so if you're looking for a career change, you're looking for something to do over the winter months to help pay for the Christmas bills, maybe it's time to take a look at a job in the oil and gas industry.
He goes on to say that they have numerous different positions available within whatever type of field that you may have a background. You can find more information at KansasStrong.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. but I paid over MSRP on my last car and have too much negative equity in my current vehicle. I need a Christmas miracle.
At Midwest Kia, we don't take advantage of market fluctuations by charging over MSRP. Come to Midwest Kia this Christmas for the Season of Giving Back sales event. We helped so many people in November that we've asked Santa for another $10,000 to help our customers in December. Take advantage of Kia's trade-in assistance for up to $1,000 more on any trade-in 2004 or newer. If we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's Season of Giving Back Christmas cash. Come see what people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on December 23rd, 2023 may not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details. No purchase necessary.
I know it takes good hands to place the winning kick. This is Jack Bloomer, holder of the Big 12 champion Kansas State Wildcats. Inline Construction of Marysville specializes in concrete, commercial, and residential construction. Call them today at 785-562-5525 to plan and execute your building project. When you hire Inline, rest assured, you'll be in good hands from start to finish.
Salt isn't good for you. It's not good for your crops either. The key to soil salinity management is water management on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Control the toughest weeds with overlapping residuals. Lock in the longest-lasting control for your soybean fields. A pre-emergence application of an Authority brand herbicide plus a post-application of Anthem Max herbicide establishes the overlapping residual control, key to safeguarding your soybean seasons. This pairing is a heavy-duty, economical strategy against Palmer amaranth, water hemp, kochia, and more. Visit your FMC retailer or lockin.ag.fmc.com today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Of the country have been in a perpetual wet cycle, which has brought on high salinity levels in the soil. Salts move with water, and when the water evaporates, the salts don't, and they accumulate over time. In general, if the soil is white and nothing's growing, you have a problem. Chris Augustine is an Extension Soil Health Specialist at North Dakota State University. He says the key to salinity management is water management and practices that encourage leaching and drying the soil profile.
That would include cover crops after your cash crop harvest, so your small grains or something you'd harvest in August. We still have a big window of water use that we can use. And those late season cover crops can help dry that soil down. And you want it dry going into the winter. So then the next spring when we have our snow melt, that's when most of the leaching occurs, and also evaporation is low. Evaporation is kind of that conveyor belt that brings salts to the surface.
Salt raises electrical conductance in the soil. Testing the level of conductance can indicate which species of crops or forages you should plant based on their salt tolerance.
Some of our more sensitive crops would be corn, soybeans, chickpeas, any sort of those pulses or legumes are pretty salt sensitive. And then our more salt tolerant crops would include wheat, sunflowers, canola, and barley is one of the most salt tolerant cash crops that we grow. And so crop selection can definitely help in at least getting something growing there.
With the right management, a salinity problem can be remedied in about 3 to 5 years. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about managing soil salinity at agriculture.com.
Joined here on KNDY Radio with Sydney Feldman of the Nebraska Ag Expo, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. You can find more information at NebraskaAgExpo.com. Sydney, a big topic of conversation in agriculture is the advancement of technology and innovative ways to go about that. How do you highlight that at the Expo coming up?
Well, it's our second year of putting on an innovation hub within the Nebraska Ag Expo. So you'll find that in Pavilion 3. That's the very south pavilion of our show. And the Innovation Hub is the second year now, and it's grown even more. It will take up one-third of the building. That's about 30,000 square feet, and will include 75 innovative and technology companies showcasing their products and services that are going to be possibly new and some that are just getting started, and then there's some startups that will also exhibit in that area.
Talking again with Sydney Feldman of the Nebraska Ag Expo. Sydney, why was it important to bring all these innovative technologies together in one position? And more specifically, what will some of those products be?
It's there to put it all in one place for farmers and ranchers so they can kind of see it all and get their minds wrapped around what innovations and what softwares are coming their way. What products. Some of these farmers and ranchers are so busy in their daily lives that they are not getting off the farm to other shows to see those products. So we're bringing robotic lawnmowers, swarm drones. We're bringing autonomous equipment, a methane tractor. There's all sorts of innovative software companies in there, and much, much more. But you see the Innovation Hub in Pavilion 3 at the Nebraska Ag Expo.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, farmers are always looking to try and find the right elements and nutrients put back into the soil for the proper growing. And we all know what those essential elements may be for that proper plant growth, with sulfur being one of those. But there are two different forms of sulfur. As Taylor Perrucker, the crop nutrition leader for Mosaic Company.
There's 17 specific nutrients that plants cannot live without. Sulfur is one of those. When an essential nutrient is, if a deficiency occurs, that deficiency has to be corrected in order for the plant to continue to grow and produce yield. In agriculture, we commonly use two different forms of sulfur. There's sulfate, which is an immediately available form that the plant can take up. The other form that we commonly use is elemental sulfur. This isn't something that a plant can take up. It has to oxidize to an available form, and this does take time, but what it does do is it provides mid to late season sulfur needs for the plant when used in the right scenario.
He goes on to talk about how many of the plants take up sulfur in the ground.
Plants take up sulfur through the roots, primarily by mass flow. What that means is that the roots will take up sulfur with water. Now, the challenge with that is that sulfate is a mobile ion, and so as it's potentially being taken up with water, if it's in the soil solution, it is subject to leaching. That's where something like elemental sulfur comes into play. Elemental sulfur is not water soluble. The plant can't take it up, and it won't leach, and what it does do is it provides slow-release form of sulfur that provides mid to late season needs. I think it's important to recognize is that this oxidation process does take time. It can take several weeks or months potentially, but when used in combination with sulfate, it can provide season-long availability.
Finally, he goes on to talk about the process and how important it is to keep in mind when making those fertilizer decisions for your farm.
It's important to keep these processes in mind when making fertilizer decisions because plants require sulfur throughout the entire growing season. Today's corn hybrids and soybean varieties, and this is true for any crop, is that they take sulfur all the way up until they mature.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. But I paid over MSRP on my last car and have too much negative equity in my current vehicle. I need a Christmas miracle.
At Midwest Kia, we don't take advantage of market fluctuations by charging over MSRP. Come to Midwest Kia this Christmas for the Season of Giving Back sales event. We helped so many people in November that we've asked Santa for another $10,000 to help our customers in December. Take advantage of Kia's trade-in assistance for up to $1,000 more on any trade-in 2004 or newer. If we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's Season of Giving Back Christmas cash. Come see what people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on December 23rd, 2023 may not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details, no purchase.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink,
and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. As it has cooled down outside, wheat growers could be seeing winter grain mites or their impacts in fields. K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth discusses what the mite can do to the crop and if growers should be concerned this time of year. He explains the mite's ideal weather for feeding.
Winter grain mites, as the name implies, are mostly around in the winter time, although they can come around in the spring also. But in the winter is when we first start noticing. They're a cool weather mite. They're not an insect. They're an arachnid, actually. They like temperatures probably between 30 and 50 degrees or 60 degrees. They like cool, cloudy days, or they will feed at night for the most part. They suck juice out of individual cells of the plant, and so they turn the leaves yellow. The tips sometimes will kind of turn brown because that's where a lot of the feeding occurs early on. But it actually can extend down the whole plant, can actually turn the whole plant yellow.
Whitworth describes what a winter grain mite looks like and where people might be able to find them.
To me, it's kind of a neat colored or neat or unusual arachnid or mite. Their bodies are kind of a dark color. I don't know if it's gray, green, black. You can see them with the naked eye, but not well. If there's a lot of them, you can see them on a plant, but generally you have to use, you know, a little bit of magnification. And the legs are red. They have a little red spot on the back. It's called an anal pore. They're very uniquely colored. They move relatively slow unless they're getting off a plant. They're pretty shy, so when you approach, they can go down the plants or they just drop off a plant and they get into cracks and crevices in the ground. So it's really kind of difficult to determine how many you have per plant.
He reviews when the grain mite can create concern for growers and when they should possibly treat for them.
The winter grain mite is there. It's always going to be there. It's always going to feed on developing wheat or other grasses, but the wheat's crop we worry about. And again, it only shows up and only causes concern in those years when we have limiting moisture, like this year. But do not spray. You know, my recommendation is you don't spray for winter grain mites in the fall. Just hold on and wait. But go out and check and see how many you have. That might portend infestation in the spring if moisture is still limiting at that time.
That was Kansas State University crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth on why people could be seeing winter grain mites in their fields. He says waiting until the spring to treat, if needed, is usually a better option for growers. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No.
stay. This poor youngling for whom we do sing. Bye bye, Luli Lule. Herod the king in his raging charged.
Just the way you remember it. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.